up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Oh, somebody was a little late to the party.
Yeah, I was looking right there.
Yeah, looking at the camera. My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. Come on, okay.
Your boy got pipes, sir, sometimes.
Well, then don't hide them.
You know what I'm saying? 7% of the time out of the year.
Listen, you be on it, don't you,
hey,
babe?
Hey, at 7%, I'm dangerous.
You know, well, the dangerous 7% is my co-host, my husband of almost 14 years. Tell him who you are, babe.
What's happening, family? I am Marcus Tanksley, the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? A podcast where we talk about any and everything week by week. We talk about relationships. We talk about current events. We talk about families. We talk about unpopular opinions. We talk about popular opinions. Sometimes we talk about politics, but we try not to.
I think you covered it all.
Yeah.
You did a pretty good job. This is a weekly podcast.
Talk about what the hell we want to talk about.
But it is hosted by me and my husband. We want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon. We like to call them our immediate family. They are Angel Swings and they are Tanks Riders.
What's happening?
And they are watching us live. They done pulled
right
up. They done flewed out. Banger, banger. They're here. It's really dope. This makes this podcast even funner to film because they are here with us. They watch us live. They talk to us live. And it makes the conversation even more interesting. They add their point of view to it, and we get to see things in a different light. Because even though this podcast is called Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, being married to this man for 14 years and being with him for 17 years, our point of views are similar in a lot of ways. So it's nice to have different point of views, and that is from our Patreon members. And you too can be a Patreon member if you're not watching this live, if you didn't even know we shot this live, by going to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. If you hear that, that is the sound of us getting ready to pour it up.
I don't know.
Watch it all fall
like
out. Pour it up. Why did I fall out? So we encourage you to join. It's only $5, which is like 16 cents a day. And if you hate it, you don't have to renew your membership. Or if you just think we're going to be so dope, you can get the annual membership, which is $54. No, it's more than that. No, it's something like that.
54, I think. 52, 54.
It's somewhere in the
50s. If you buy it for the year, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper than doing it month by month. But anyways, we love having you. Thank you for stopping by. There's so much we can talk about.
So much.
But if you... didn't know already, if you couldn't hear by the sound, we're going to be having some cocktails. So we'd love for you to join us with a nice little cocktail. My husband is making himself a different version of a Kentucky Mule.
We ain't going to put it on that level.
But it's not a Kentucky Mule because he did not pack his ginger beer from his mother's house. And when I went to Target, they only had ginger ale, both ginger ale. So we just making it up on the fly. Also want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors. Tell them who our sponsors are.
Sponsors are Note Cube, Storyworth, and Stamps. You will hear more about them later on in this podcast.
Yes.
We greatly appreciate the sponsors.
And we hope you check them out because when you support our sponsors, you're supporting us. So for those of y'all who watch us a lot, you might be thinking, where the heck are they? Because this is not our house.
Nah,
we are in...
a little bit different background y'all looking at right now.
We're in Kentucky.
However, our background's been a little different consistently here lately.
Yeah, because our house is trying its best to come together. We are in... hand me the Jack Daniels, honey. We are in Kentucky visiting family, as well as I am kicking off my participation in the slightly problematic Take 2 tour with my unruly cousin, Kev, on stage. And my twin. That's my twin. And then my other cousin.
No. Your twin is to hear.
My twin is to hear.
Yeah.
And to hear more, who is featured doing a fantastic set. We're triplets.
Y'all said a triplets.
We are all fools, and we're going to have a good time. They started the tour a little bit over half a month ago. They started the first part of the tour with Ty, who killed it in Utah and in Washington. And I'm going to do the rest of the tour, so I'm super excited. And my first show is in Lexington. And I just found out today that a bunch of my line sisters, my sayings, are going to roll up. They pulling up. And when I tell
they,
you.
They pulling up and burning out like some true riders for real.
Okay. None of my sayings live here in Lexington. One lives in New York. Two live in Atlanta. Actually, the other one lives in New York. Goodness gracious. And then Tennessee. And they like, we's about to be there. Now, I'm coming to their cities, but they like, but we coming to where you is. So, I'm so excited. I'm nervous. We started running my set.
Y'all had a long ass pour?
That wasn't that long. We started running my set, but we didn't finish it. So, dear God.
We can run it tonight.
We got to run my set. Okay? We got to run it.
Go ahead.
No. What are you about to say?
No, we can talk about it and it's got us in our feelings.
Or
Tasty Pride. Which one you want to do?
We can do all of it. All right. We home. We going to do all of it.
We're
going
to do whatever we want to.
All of what we want and whatever we want. So since you see, it feels like you got something on your heart, go ahead.
Oh, no. So we was running Angel set. This is what's got me feeling good is she always says that I'm, she knows a joke's funny when I laugh at it, when I hear it for the first time. So she'll run, what she does, the way she practices, and it took some time for me to learn this, is she runs her entire set, and then I have her run it again, and I give her punch-up notes, like, it'd be funny if you said this and that. So today I heard it for the first time, not all the way through, but I heard it as she started it, and I heard my punch-ups and how funny they was. I was like, hold on, I told you to say that, didn't I?
You did. Yeah,
damn right I did.
Marcus has some really good punch-ups for my stuff. And so I use them.
If she thinks it's good. But, I mean, then again, they start off funny. But I'm just like, you know what? This might work. But she makes it easy. Like, I can't see myself writing a joke. Because people be like, you should do stand-up. Take, do stand-up. Nah. And I give, you know, stand-up comedians, I definitely tip my hat to them. Because I can't. Yeah. I can't, my mind can't fathom sitting down and purposefully writing something to make somebody laugh and entertain them. And it's all about timing, figuring out that timing.
Yeah, the timing
is like a whole different thing. Like, it's, yeah.
But, I mean, you are funny off the fly, which is great.
Yeah, off the fly, like, I can see or hear where a joke should be or something clever, and I'll put it right there in conversation. But to be up on stage and be like, all right. Like, listen, Dion Cole, joke number one.
Right. Like, let's see how that goes. Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay.
Yeah, y'all ain't like it?
Tell them the two things that you're drinking, because I know people are going to ask.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm experimenting. Actually, it turned out pretty well once
I knew it would.
Put enough ginger ale in it. So, I got the Basil Hayden Dark Rye. I don't know if y'all can see that yet.
No, pull it by your face.
There it is. Then I'll zoom in with it.
There you go. Zoom in.
Zoom in. Y'all see me zoom in? This is Basil Hayden's Dark Rye. This should probably be on Tasting with Tank. Absolutely. And then I mixed it up with some ginger. I was going to drink it straight. That is delicious by itself, which is what I usually do. But I mixed it with some ginger ale gold. And first I wasn't
ginger ale bold.
Bold.
Yeah.
Bold. But it's gold.
I know this is, yeah. Which is makes it more the color of ginger beer. That's the reason why I was like, maybe it'll work.
But first I put a little bit of ginger ale in it. It was awful. So once I added enough ginger ale to it, I was like, okay, this is actually not bad. But normally I would drink this by itself. I like my drinks neat usually, but.
I am drinking Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey. So it's a sweeter than the regular just whiskey, because I'm not a whiskey drinker, but the honey gives a nice sweetness to it with lemonade. Honey, it is very ladylike. It's like, it's ladylike, not in a delicate way, but ladylike in a, she handles her business. It's like a womanly ladylikeness. Though you still might have on a pair of stockings and heels. But they're fishnet stockings with a line up the back.
Yeah, so far, this has a very Tasted with Tank feel.
It does?
Yeah. The show does.
It does? Okay. Well, I look forward to producing some episodes of Tasting with Tank when we get back. Yeah, we're
switching it up, y'all.
when we get back. It's gonna
be switched up completely. I'm looking forward to that too.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's gonna look different.
It's gonna look different. Okay, so that's what's got you feeling good, is that your punch ups work in my set.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, there's so many things. This is the reason why I said we can do all of it. Not tasting with Tank, but you will usually, if this is your first time listening, we do one of two segments. Either Tank Sleep Ride, which is stories specifically about our four sons, or In My Feelings, which is stories about what has either gotten us feeling like some type of way or got us feeling good.
You want to go with feeling good and then wrap back around to Tanksley Pride? Because I got a Tanksley Pride one too.
It's all mixed together for me.
Well, me too. I got another one.
Okay, well, it's my turn.
Oh, that's what I was wanting to know, if you wanted to go next and then I go.
Okay. So, for the first time ever, people don't even know this. I don't think our people know. For the first time ever, we are leaving our children in Kentucky for an extended amount of time.
Yes.
We're doing the tradition of you going to your grandparents for the summer.
You damn right.
And now here's the thing. Neither one of our daggone mothers want to retire.
These heifers don't want to retire, so now we got to find babysitters. It's like being in California
all over again. So we didn't want them to just be sitting at home bored with the babysitter in Kentucky. That's just silly. They could be sitting home bored with a babysitter in California. So we enrolled the older kids in a camp. And we went and checked the camp out today. And when I tell you, my children are going to have the time of their life.
That camp looked like it's fun.
I spent more, like I was trying to do like the cheaper camp. Adult
version.
Right, exactly.
I was looking at the wild plaques like, where's the adult classes? You know what, while I'm here?
Let me get in there.
Sign me up. Yeah, sign me up for that blue belt session.
We were trying to find like the cheaper, like the Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec is usually the cheaper, and it would have been cheaper. It would have been only $125 a child. So it would have been $375 a week, which still ain't, it still hurt, but it'd been like, okay, it's not bad. Those were all sold out by the time it came time to get them ready to go to camp. So I had to decide to spend just a little bit more money. And I'm glad that I did, even though it's going to piss me off every time they run my card. I know it's going to be worth it. The way they have it set up, they're going to go on field trips at least 2 to 3 times a week. They get to go swimming every week as long as the weather permits. This is more activity than they will have ever had in their entire life. Plus, on top of that, they'll be getting to spend the summer with their cousins. And they actually have quite a few cousins their age.
Cousins, grandparents.
Aunts and uncles.
Aunts and uncles.
Godparents. Yeah. So
God siblings, if what have you, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, so.
It's even kids out of Avon that was out there playing with kites and stuff.
Yeah, so I am super excited for them and for us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the...
Let me tell you. They ain't going to have half the fun I'm about to have. With or without Angel.
But we'll be able to get their house together. So they'll be able to come back to the house with their rooms fully decorated. With the house... They'll feel like they're coming back to a home instead of a construction site.
Yeah, construction.
Instead of a storage unit. Because that's what our house looks like right now.
It looks worse than it did when we first moved in.
It looks terrible right now. Rightfully so, because it's been going through a bunch of transitions with the work that we're getting done on the house, but it is going to be, bittersweet to leave them. Yes, we are leaving Amar. We just found the perfect sitter. Are you cool with it?
We'll talk.
We might have found the perfect sitter. I don't know. That's the reason why I didn't say. We have some sitter options.
It's not
for
the sitter. It's what comes with the sitter.
Right. We can have that real conversation, though. We think we found the perfect situation. So they'll spend half the time with Marcus's mom, half the time with my mom, and then interspersed with spending time with their aunts and uncles. And Amar has taken to everyone.
He takes
really
to people
well.
Very well. Much quicker than what I ever imagined.
He has been, I think he feels the love. He knows these are his people.
Yeah. All the kids do that. But, nah.
What, all the kids do what?
I'll say it on my part. Okay. The second half of mine.
Okay. Well, before we jump into that, let's jump into our first sponsor, NoCube. When you talk about people that you love, NoCube is the perfect gift to be able to show someone in a very unique, extremely personalized way that you love them, that you appreciate them, that you miss them, that you want to encourage them. It's just a really, really thoughtful gift. And with Father's Day coming up, this is like the perfect way to show that father figure, that guy in your life that like, hey, I appreciate you on a level that you might not have even known. So the way NoCube works is also very like simple to put together, because sometimes you just don't have the time to do the thoughtful thing. That's usually would it be the dilemma. You want to do something thoughtful, but thoughtful take up way too much time. So you like, how about a gift card? Well, this is a way to do thoughtful and quick at the same time. And it's beautifully packaged. It's a box that is full of bespoke custom messages based on your significant, whoever you're giving this to, amazing qualities. And you can add photos. So the way it works is that you go onto the website and you let them know who you are and who you want to send it to and your relationship with that person. So if I was sending something to Marcus, I would say, this is my husband. If I'm sending something to one of my brother-in-laws, I would say brother-in-law or father, you get it. And then they have a list of all these different qualities. Is the person family-oriented? Are they kind? Are they compassionate? Are they athletic? Are they, you know, extremely attractive? Any of the qualities that stand out to you, you know I clicked that for you, baby. You click on them. And then you can select up to like between 10 and 20 qualities of their best qualities. And then within a few seconds, you'll have up to 60 loving messages created for you based on their qualities. And then you can make edits to them and add photos to them to make it even more special. So if one of the messages is about the way this person loves you, right? Or how big their heart is. You could potentially, if it's something that you're giving to your spouse, add a picture of like your wedding day, or add a picture of you all's anniversary, or a pretty picture of you all kissing or something. So it really makes it personalized and allows the person to know that you really care and that you love them. It's the perfect, thoughtful, unexpected gift. It's perfect for Mother's Day, Father's Day, anniversaries, birthdays, weddings, Valentine's Day. And you can get it in an engraved wooden box so that you can have it as a really nice keepsake. And it only takes minutes. Also, it's a family business. It's a brother and sister who are the founders of this organization. So this is what we want you to do. This is a special offer to our listeners. Is this going to cause an argument podcast listeners? Get 20% off when using ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Okay, at checkout. Free delivery worldwide. And you shop online at thenocube.com. It's easy to create and it lasts a lifetime. One more time. You can get 20% off when using ARGUE.
ARGUE.
And you get free delivery worldwide. Shop online at thenocube.com. Thank you, NoCube, for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, go ahead, baby.
So we're talking about, oh yeah, the kids feeling, you know, Omar feeling like he's loved. So the second part of the segment, I started off in my feelings. This one is Tanksley Pride. So I took the kids down to where I spent a lot of my time at, as a child. Figure out how to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, that word. So I took them down there, which is, my family lived more in the city of Lexington, to where my family was like more out in the country. Like my granny, my grandmother stayed out there. A lot of my cousins were out there, aunts, uncles. So that was more out in the country. It's one of those communities to where nobody has like a fence or everybody's dogs running loose. They dogs know where they live. You know, it's like everybody just know. You know, it's just like everybody. Most people, when I was coming up, it was probably four, maybe five different. That's my bad, y'all. Five different groups of families.
Marcus is all over the place.
Struggling,
right now.
Y'all.
Just put it on silent.
That's what I was trying to do, but it's only doing the.
We on the struggle bus.
Yeah, we are. It's all right.
So they were out where you grew up.
Yeah,
some.
There we go. Out where I grew up. Yeah, growing up, it was like I said, five different families, you know, groups of families. So anyway, it's a little different now, but I took them out there. I saw some cousins. They were all just, you know, hanging out on the porch. People slowly pulling up. Randomly, we pulled up. It was like two or three people showed up after us and everybody just parked and got out and started talking. Anyway, we first pulled up. Spoke to everybody, turned the truck off, hopped out, opened up the truck door, and my kids jumped out and just took off running. Mm-hmm. Like, with no fear, no where are we at. They just literally took off running in the middle of somebody's massive yard and started wrestling and playing. And I was like, you got dang right. Because mm-hmm. That's what we did. That's what, that community, that's what it's all about. Like, I done bled. In those on those grounds, in those streets, on that lane, uh-huh. I done had fun. I done rode, wrestled, played, fought, cried, everything. Mm-hmm. And they had the best time. They were just out there, no concerns. They found a random basketball court and a ball, and was over there playing basketball. So eventually, we went around. And we was hanging out at one of my uncle's houses. We was just on his back patio, just sitting there. And they were in the house getting drinks and stuff. They came out. They were playing in his yard, and I was like, y'all go play somewhere. Y'all ain't got to stay over here. And they just all left and went down the street and around the corner, and there's, like, no worries whatsoever. Like, I didn't even think about it. I thought about it because I'm like, oh, that's great. They feel it at home. Basically, it feels special for them to feel at home from somewhere where I grew up. But they were gone for, like, a couple of hours and eventually just came back to the house.
The three oldest?
Yeah. Amar, we had to watch him because he'd been burning something down. But yeah, they had a ball out there, and there wasn't even any other kids out there yet. Like, the other kids were elsewhere, mm-hmm. and it was just them just having the time of that. I'm like, yeah, go find some snakes or something.
Why, so why that's snakes the, your thing?
Yeah, hey.
You know? Never. Hey, hey. That is not an answer. Hey, hey. Yeah, Marcus definitely, when he was telling me what I could feel his soul leaping as he was telling me what the kids did. I said, you just got a kick out of it. You loved it. He was like, absolutely. That's what life is all about. Absolutely. It's so funny. I'm going to post the picture, or Marcus is going to post the picture after this podcast. We got to see his youngest niece. Well, she's my youngest niece as well. I'm trying to make sure I'm telling the truth. Yes, she's my youngest niece, but from his side of the family. We hadn't seen her since she was I have a great niece, but I mean by one of my nieces or nephews. By one of my siblings, but this is by his sibling. We haven't seen her since she was 18 months. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 18 months.
She's so tall. Golly. We haven't seen her since she was 18 months. So she comes into Marcus's mom's house. And when I tell y'all, if this little girl did not look like she could have been his daughter. Like, she looked so much like their family, but mostly him, that I was like, oh, if we would have had a daughter and my DNA didn't show up, this is what she would have looked like, 100%. He took a picture of her, or with her. I took a picture of them together, and I'm going to have him post it on his Instagram. I was just like, you got to be kidding me. She in size. I couldn't get them to make the same facial expression for real, because if they were to just not smile and be beside each other.
Yeah, her and Si look more like twins than Si and Kai do.
Yes. You see, there's something about, it's the eyes. There's something, I call Si's eyes big, but a little sad. There's a little bit of, I don't know if it's because his eyes turn down at the corner or something. They both have that same eyes. But then, so does he. So, seeing her and him and being like, what'd you say?
Say my eyes.
Your eyes.
Seeing him and her, you really see. I've always said out of all of our boys, Cy looks the most like him. But because Cy and little Marcus also resemble, you then see some of my features in Cy. But then having her there, you see, oh, no, 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 no. Cy is going to grow up to look like his daddy. That is just point blank period. Hard stop.
I think all them boys are.
You think they all eventually morph back to you?
Yeah. After seeing that picture of me and daddy at the same age.
I think Kai's going to get a lot closer than what you expect.
No, I really think he's going to look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think Kai is. Even though Kai looks like a baby version, a younger version of myself, I think he's going to swing your way. I definitely think Cy is.
Yeah. As I'm getting older, people say, I can now see where I'm starting to look like my daddy. But my entire life, I looked nothing like daddy until I, there's a prom picture of him in black and white. And I think we're around the same age, a prom picture of me. And then you put them pictures side by side and it looks like one's in black and white and the other one's in color of the same person.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if little Marcus's face is going to swing towards you. I think he might be the only child that stays over here in this realm of face. But I could be completely wrong. Yeah, and he hit 20 and I'll be like, God dang it.
The fact that I now see some of me. And me and my older brother starting to look older. Like, me and my brother starting to look alike, which is crazy to me. Because me and him, we look like we just know each other. We did anyway, but now it's just like.
No, y'all related.
I've seen videos of me. It's like, God dang, I look like him.
You do. As you get older, your face is really becoming your older brother. What else has got me feeling good? What's got me feeling some type of way? Traveling with Amar.
Hmm.
See, we haven't talked to you
about.
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
Since we traveled with this boy.
This food right here.
He was all over the place on this plane. We traveled a red eye on Delta from LAX to Cincinnati. Well, not Cincinnati. It's the Cincinnati airport, but it's in Kentucky. Very quick flight. Less than 4 hours. Think we might have landed early.
That man did something illegal because we were in the air for about 3 hours. I think 3.5 hours, which I've never seen a flight from there to here or vice versa.
Extremely smooth, so I'll give him that. There was like very
little bit of turbulence.
Just a twinge of turbulence, but it was the easiest flight. Amar was so sleepy. And when Amar gets sleepy, I had to look this up. There's a hormone that dumps into your child's system that can cause them to become hyper. That dumped into his system.
The adrenaline.
He lost his goddamn mind. So he was going between me and Marcus.
It happens a lot, but this time we were on a plane.
So it makes it a lot more difficult to like get him just to calm down. And I'm going to be honest. I had to go ahead and whip out my boob to get him asleep.
Twice.
I was like, I don't care. Now, mind you, ain't no more milk left in my boobs. They have dried up. I was like, you just going to be nursing on this. Dried up boob, but it did get him to go to sleep because he wanted to slap the back of chairs. Yeah. He didn't want me to watch whatever I was watching. I started watching Breaking Bad. He only wanted to sit with his daddy for a couple of minutes. It was hell on wheels. He only screamed a couple of times.
Yeah, he wasn't that loud. He just a lot of energy.
Yeah, he was a lot of energy. And then sigh. Every couple of minutes trying to tell me something. Now, you know, planes are actually loud. Yeah. So trying to have a conversation with somebody, you actually having to talk kind of louder.
Right.
Cy is not even in the seat beside me. Kai is in the middle of his seat. Cy is like, mommy, and telling me something just not important.
Which he does anyway all the time. But on a plane where you can't hear and he's talking all soft, it's like, boy.
I said, stop talking to me. It was just making me so bad. I was just like, why? So the flight here wasn't the easiest. And I'm fully aware that I have reached my limit of how many children I can travel with by myself. I can do it with the twins and little Marcus. But Amar adds a whole nother level of... Like the twins, I don't have to pick them up. I don't have to hold their hands. I don't have to like move them around to figure out like how to get them to and fro. I can just say, come on. Amar, one, we had the car seat before we checked it in. Then we got the stroller. And then sometimes, because he can walk, he's like,
hey,
let me walk. Let's do it. So I know that I, as a mom, my limit is 3 kids that I can travel with until Amar is of the age where he actually listens. And I think I got at least 2 more years before he's there where he's like, oh, you said don't go nowhere. So that means actually don't go nowhere.
Not I'm gonna smile, grin, and then take off running.
That is Amar to a T. And before we move on, I want to give a shout out to our next sponsors, Storyworth. You guys, Storyworth is a company I've been working with for the past year on a gift that I gave my mother last year, and I'm so excited to see it all come together. Storyworth takes amazing stories by asking questions to whoever you gift it to, and they answer these stories and they put it together at the end of the year in this amazing keepsake. And I'm so excited to talk about them right now because Father's Day is coming up. And one thing that we all have to realize, as much as we might not want to, is that we don't have our parents forever. We were actually just watching something. It was Kirk Douglas, I think, and his father.
Oh, yeah. Just Kirk passed. Douglas, his father just
or
passed.
Or Michael Douglas. I can't remember.
Michael Douglas and his father, Kirk.
It's some older white actors. His dad was 103.
Yeah.
When he passed, his mom was 102.
Like, Kirk, he's Mr. Douglas, whichever one it is. It's got to be in his, seem like 60s or 70s, and you just now losing your father?
I think he was in his 80s. Like, he's older. But I say this to say,
so livid.
Even though he had his dad for all of these years, we all realize we don't have our family for forever. And one of the things that I know that I want to be able to keep of my mom forever are her stories and her experiences. Those are the things, like I said, the memories are the one thing that no one can take away from your family if you leave them good memories. Yeah. And Storyworth is the perfect way to encapsulate those memories and to allow your, for Father's Day, your dad to be able to give all of those memories, put them out, and you mm-hmm. as a family be able to keep them as a keepsake.
Yeah, or a father figure. It could be an uncle, father-in-law.
Yes, a grandfather.
For anybody.
So it's an online service. Storyworth is an online service that will help your dad, your grandfather, your father figure, father-in-law, and every father figure in your life share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's a fun way to engage them, especially if you all cannot be together. I am not with my mother 24/7 because we live in different states. And even when we started this, she wasn't near me. So I'm glad now that I'll have it, even though she'll be so far away. Every week, Storyworth emails your dad a different story prompt, questions you never thought to ask, like what's the favorite story about your father, and things that are your proudest of in life. I know one thing that Marcus remembers later on in life that his dad told him about was how strict his father was, mm-hmm. which gave Marcus a whole different perspective about why his dad was who his dad was. And that's not a question that you would have ever thought to ask him. Mm-mm. So this is what Storyworth does. It asks those questions that we sometimes, because we're their child, don't think to ask, but ends up being so pivotal in us understanding who they are and how they grew up. Storyworth has helped numerous families learn about each other in profound, special ways, and the testimonials will practically move you to tears. In fact, Storyworth has already created a powerful experience for me because I am able to find out so many things. My mother grew up in such a different time than I did, growing up as a sharecropper's granddaughter, picking cotton in North Carolina. Her life experiences are light years different than my life experiences. And so I've been able to just learn, like, why my mother is the way she is and what makes her tick, per se. Yeah. And it's a great bond. It's so meaningful. There's no shortage of surprises when reading the weekly stories, and they make your family feel close even if you're not together. And after 1 year, Storyworth will compile your dad's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake that is shipped for free. I, like I said, used it for my mother for Mother's Day. And if you have a special father figure in your life, I'm telling you, this is a wonderful gift. And I'm gonna tell you a little selfishly, not just for them, but for you as well, because you'll be able to really get to understand who this person is and what makes them so special. So this is what we want you to do. Give your dad the most meaningful gift this Father's Day with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to StoryWorth.com/argue.
Argue.
And you'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/argue.
Argue.
For $10 off. And we thank StoryWorth for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, StoryWorth.
So yeah, did you have anything that had you feeling some type of way?
All right, say it out, man. Oh, bad way? No, bad. Nah, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about
it? Yeah, we're going to talk about it in the body of this podcast.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're going to do.
So Marcus and I had this really thought-provoking conversation the other day based off a statement he made. Some people might not think it to be true, and some people might agree or feel some type of way. Marcus said
that, trying to figure out how to word it better, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Then we can clean it up after the fact. It seems as if the American flag is becoming the new Confederate flag. Mm-hmm. Or the what it represents, because it's at this point in time. And the reason I say that is because here lately, you see it more and more, and it's usually associated with a counter product of Black Lives Matter or social justice for a minority group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, like I said, used as a counterattack to that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in California, you see the flag flown more and more. And we all know about January 6th. And what did you see? You saw Trump flags right beside Confederate flags, right beside American flags, because they felt it was extremely patriotic to storm this Capitol and act as terrorists on the nation's capital and to wave that flag as a symbol of this represents us and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's a lot of people that would disagree with that. However, depending on the type of person that you talk to or the culture that the person comes from, no, they're not going to be proud, initially even proud of what the flag stood for and everything that stands behind it. So when I say that it's becoming the new Confederate flag, is what it's been representing here lately and the stance that people take. Because 5 years ago, you didn't see the American flag flown nearly as much as you do. It's crazy because I haven't seen it as much here in Kentucky as I do in California.
Yeah, because I feel as though, you know, Kentucky, well, in Lexington, it is definitely way more split. There are a lot more liberals in Kentucky, in Lexington, than in rural areas. Lexington still has a very large conservative population.
It's like any other city. The bigger, more, the bigger, more developed areas of every state or every city usually tend to be very liberal versus the rest of the state.
So now when I say more liberal, this is still conservative city. Yeah. It's just more liberal compared to the surrounding counties.
Relatively liberal compared to the surrounding counties. Like, it's why when you see even the polls, anytime there's an election, you see most states are lit up red, except for the bigger, larger, more populated cities are usually blue.
Yeah.
Like, you got the entire state of Nevada, and then you have Reno and Vegas are blue.
Yes.
Kentucky, the 90% of the state is completely red. Then you have Lexington and Louisville, I think.
Yeah, that are usually
that are going to be blue. Same thing with California. Everything is red except for Los Angeles, maybe Sacramento.
No, I think San Francisco.
San Francisco, going to be blue. Even Texas, I think. I think Houston or Dallas even showed up blue, which was shocking to me.
So I think my point is, I don't think you don't see it as much here because the left and the right aren't as extreme.
Mm. I disagree.
Well, this is what I'm saying by that is that.
Oh, left and right. Yes, I agree.
I agree with the left and right. They aren't as far away from each other.
Yeah.
As they would be in maybe a California, because the left in California is far, far, far left.
Yeah.
So those who are right are further right. I feel like the more you get extreme.
And yes.
Yes, and yes. I feel the more you get extreme on either end, the both get extreme. Where here in Lexington, the left is not extremely left.
Yeah.
They're left, but they're not like, you know, all the way to feeling as though in the hospital when you give birth, you should not put the gender on the birth certificate. They're not that far left, but they are left.
Left compared to their right counterparts.
Yes, exactly.
But what I have seen more than anywhere else I've been, which is nowhere in this pandemic, is more Black Lives Matter flags out here in Lexington.
Well, like
a lot of people's yard. It's crazy because you either see people's, and this is in people's yards, and maybe they just had an election. I'm not sure.
I can tell you why.
Oh, well, let me make a statement. You see, either you're going to see Trump representation or followership. You're going to see police support or Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Because I don't see that. I see it on people's cars every now and then in California, but I don't see it planted in their yard the way I do here.
I think because we've been living in California, mm-hmm. we don't realize how much the death and murder of
Breonna Taylor, because in California, even though it's from my home state, it feels so far away, but it's still close to home because it's like, this is a Black woman that suffered, but this is the state where it happened.
Right. It was in Lexington, our sister city. So, I mean, it was in Louisville, our sister city. So having Breonna Taylor mm-hmm. murdered, having the police officer not be, not even being sent to trial.
He got paid vacation.
I think he was, what is that thing called?
Administrative leave? Not even that.
No, that's not what I'm saying. He is going to go to trial for reckless endangerment. The words are leaving my brain, but nothing having to do with her death.
Yeah.
It's literally because he shot into another apartment.
Right. But, wanton endangerment.
Wanton endangerment. So,
because he fired into another apartment.
But he killed the people in the apartment he was in. So I think I feel like if we were living in Kentucky, we would have felt it more. We would have, like, Louisville was about to be set on fire.
Yeah.
So Lexington is not that far. People were, not to say the world wasn't angry, but when murder is done in your hometown, I feel as though people are like, okay, I want you to know where I stand.
Yeah.
Right here, right now. And that is Black Lives Matter. And so that's also why you see the support. I support, for instance, we just went looking in a neighborhood that I know the Lord is going to bless us to be able to buy our vacation, our first summer home in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You hearing it today, June 1st, 2021. Our first vacation home will be in this neighborhood.
Perfect location.
Oh my God. My God today. But driving into the neighborhood, we see three.
Back to back.
I support Lexington police. And then a police officer lives in that community because his car was parked out front. Now, mind you, Marcus's best friend is a Lexington police officer. So we got other friends that are Lexington police officers. So it's not that we just like Lexington police, nah. But we know that they're not posting that as to just say
I support the police.
It is a direct correlation to we do not support Black Lives Matter. We do not support anything that will hold police accountable for their actions.
Right.
I don't even know why.
If we were in that neighborhood, I would have the most obnoxious billboard. I would have to get a city permit for how big a Black Lives Matter billboard would be in my front yard.
But I feel like that is in direct response to, I said that to say, that's in direct response to Black Lives Matter, the fact that there are more Black Lives Matter signs going up. I feel like people are feeling like, well, then we have to, I support the police. So
this is the reason why I fully agreed with your statement about the American flag being now having the same feeling or use as the Confederate flag. I'm going to tell you that right after I talk about the sponsor. Our last sponsor for today is, this is the first time we've worked with them, but this is not my first time experiencing them, and that is stamps. I love me some stamps.com. Y'all know me and Marcus have gotten into the merchandise business, and that's about to kick up even more. I don't know, my Patreon might remember this. We've had different events that we've thrown where I gave out prizes. We had games nights, and I had my Angel Wings pen. And so I wanted to send off gifts to the winners of the prizes. But this is what I wasn't going to do. I was not about to go to the post office with all these addresses written on these things, trying to figure out how much I owe to be able to. I'm going to pause and let my husband get this ice. I was not about to go to the post office to figure this out. Guess where I went? To stamps.com. And I was able to get the correct postage for every single thing. And y'all know we have people in South Africa. We have people in Canada. We have people in Bahamas. We have people all over the world. And Stamps.com made it so easy for me to mail and ship from my house and from my computer. You can send letters, you can send packages, and you pay less, a lot less, with even discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. I know Stamps.com is what we're going to be using as we come out with this Wings and Riders merch, which we have a design idea. We just have to lock it in.
Yeah.
I'm praying that I'm able to get it manufactured and actually here by my first show this Thursday. But when I put it on sale for Patreon to be able to buy first, okay, I'll be using stamps.com to be able to send it out to them. Now, stamps.com brings the service of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle, Etsy shop, shipping out orders, or just navigating the hybrid work life. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. No wonder over 1 million businesses choose Stamps.com for their mailing and shipping. Simply use your computer to print off official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, and any class of mail anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off, and it's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those other expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time, money, and it's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Like I said, I have used it. When y'all got them pens, when a couple people got them water bottles that I'll be shipping out here soon, head wraps, all that stuff that's coming, Stamps.com. Thank you very much. So this is what we want you to do. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code, ARGUE, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale, which you need. That digital scale is everything. You hear me? No long-term commitment or contracts. Just go to stamps.com and click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in ARGUE.
ARGUE.
That's stamps.com, promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Thank you, .com.
Stamps.com. You just did.
I thought it was going to be...
Oh, you're so stupid. Stamps.com. Thank you so much for sponsoring this podcast. Here's the reason I agree with my husband. I was just looking this up. Okay. Those of you all who are familiar with American history, because I know not everybody who watches us is from America, you all know that the Confederate flag came to popularity around the time of the Civil War. Prior to the Confederacy dissolving in 1865, this is what Southern states were using as their national flag, right?
a group of it's not just terrorists, treasonous. I don't know, treasonous people.
The people that committed treason.
Treasoners, traitors. Began to use it, right? So
a group of traitors.
Traitors, there we go.
A group of traitors of the United States.
This is the flag
represented that they used, this flag.
Right?
Traitors.
So obviously we know what happened with the Civil War. And what people
the traitors lost.
Yes, the traitors lost. The treasoners
even though
lost.
All their statues are all over the place and all these things are named after their generals that lost and died.
So a lot of people, typically of Caucasian race, that like this flag say, oh, it represents Southern pride. It represents a Southern way of life. They, you know, try to wipe the stench off of this flag. But we all know the Southern way of life that it represented was having people as property, killing them and using them for your own monetary gain. Well, since that was no longer legal, organizations, Southern organizations that still have that same type of feel, because the Confederate flag in modern day terms, right, is still used as a way to promote not agreeing with the advancement of Black people specifically. Okay.
Yes.
Not to say that the South liked Jewish people, not to say that the South liked anybody else.
But however,
specifically,
yes,
the social and civil rights progression of Black people, the Confederate flag is usually used in a way to show that the people who have it do not support those things, right? So anytime there's something that Black people are doing, whether it be a rally or something, you'll typically see the opposition in the past have Confederate flags, right? Mm-hmm. But there's been a lot of heat about Confederate flags here probably in like 2010, going into 2015-ish, 2016. A lot of heat about using the Confederate flag. A lot of heat about these Confederate like figureheads and statues. Still
not to mention that anytime, almost any and every time you have seen us, the SS, the Nazi Germany flag flown, it's usually right beside a Confederate flag.
Yes, a lot, anything.
Another enemy of the United States.
Representing white supremacy, right?
You get Confederate flag, you get swastika, Nazi Germany, SS, you get all of that right side by side.
Well, a lot of these Southern organizations aren't using they're replacing the Confederate flag with the American flag.
Whether it has the blue stripe for Blue Lives Matter, which is again opposition.
They're not even doing they're just using the regular American flag. And they're now taking that on as their symbol of, okay, if we can't use the Confederate flag, what we're doing is we're going to use the American flag. And I was saying when we just did The Bald and the Beautiful with Kev and Melissa, that my co-host of my other podcast, Rose Pricks, who is a white woman, she always gets weary of people who have a lot of American flags in their Instagram profile. She's like, typically that is when we are going to find out later in the season they have said something or done something very problematic in their past, said something quite racist, homophobic, or something. Somebody's gonna dig up a tweet, right? And I said, wow, because you know, a lot of people think Black folk are sensitive, right? Y'all just sensitive. Yeah. Y'all just, everything's racist.
Yeah, but let us call it out and all of a sudden we stepping over the line.
But when she said it, I had said, oh, you know, I told her the statement my husband made. And she said, she said, I feel like when I see people put it up, they're saying, this is my America. It's not yours. If you don't fit the description of me, if you're not a white Anglo-Saxon, okay, a white person, straight, now we'll take you gay over a Black, but but preferably straight Christian, this is not your America. This is our America.
Yeah, but we built this bad boy for free.
So right, I was like, I was like, that made even more sense why a lot of Southern groups and a lot of groups that are in line with racism and hate are now using the American flag much more than the Confederate flag, because they are now no longer just trying to claim the South.
Right, they're trying to claim the entire country.
When our previous administration was in office, there was an emboldenment for them to be like, we're getting our country back.
Yeah.
So it was no longer about, oh, let's claim this Southern pride. It was, we're going to take our country back. We're going to make the country what we felt like it should have been in the first place, where we're here. And everybody else is somewhere down here doing the dirty work, doing the work we don't want to do, and being less than what we are. And I had never, until you said it, I had never even, well, yes, I'll be looking at folk when I see it, I'll be thinking, I know you, you probably think some type of way. It could be my prejudice feeling that way, but that's, I'll be like,
You know what kicked it off? Because, I mean, Trump was definitely never be seen with a Confederate flag. But as much as he boasted the American flag, it's like he's the reason that all this was emboldened. He was the reason that they felt like they didn't have to be quiet anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's what people always say. It's just
like, oh, well, here we go.
I don't think they didn't feel like they had to be quiet anymore. I think they thought they were about to win. And, you know, the victor always gets the loudest. It's just, they do it in movies. The person... It could be the villain. They get the loudest right before they think they
fall.
Or right before they. Right. Oh, you thought I wasn't gonna come back. Yeah. Let me tell you what I was thinking I was gonna do. All this noise.
Yeah, and it's almost like in a ball game when somebody shoots a three from way out, and it gets extremely. It's at its loudest right before it hits the rim.
You know what
I'm saying? Then it even elevates or it gets dead silent when it misses.
right. And I feel like that's what it was. I feel like these people were like, oh my God, we're about to be on top again. As if they were ever on bottom. Let's just point blank period. Y'all, they lost their minds. Yeah,
it's not that they were never on bottom. They were always on top.
Right.
But it's just like, wait, there's other people joining us at the top? Absolutely not.
Yeah. So it wasn't until Mark said, because it's not just, oh, I'm going to have an American flag because I have a patriotism to this country. They would have obnoxious flags, huge American flags about the size of my goddamn body, attached to the back of their truck, to the way it is just like flying through the air as they fly through the streets, loudly revving their engine. Now, mind you, we're in the United States of America.
Right.
We're here. We're not in a foreign country where no one knows we're in America.
Right.
But you want to make sure that you're drawing attention to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like in perfect example, when we were in Cuba, people that then, I don't know about now, but when we went down, even then, the American flag was like, people would wear that on their clothes because they would represent a lot of what, you know, the country was about. However, they despised Trump every time they realized that we were from America. They were like, why did you all let Trump? Hey. It wasn't all of us. Actually, it was less than half of us that was in that wanted him in office. But I could see if you're in another country, it's just like, oh, like you got people that are from Brazil or they like the Brazilian soccer team or something. It's like they're going to rock a Brazil t-shirt. But it's like to have a flag bigger than the vehicle that you're driving. Flying it on the back of your truck, that probably had you just replaced it with the American flag over the Confederate flag or Trump flag. Yeah, uh-huh. Most of the time, it's a Trump flag right beside an American flag. That's what I've seen a lot out there in California. But to have something that big, it's like, what exactly is the point? Like, where else do you think we are?
Yeah. We're here in America. We're not confused. There's no confusion of where we are. So when I see it that like, and we're not at a, I get it. We're at a 4th of July parade. Of course, I expect to see American flags. It's Memorial Day and people are celebrating or remembering fallen veterans. Again, I get seeing American flags.
But on Tuesday, a regular on April Tuesday, 2nd. Did you just get sworn in? Yeah. I doubt it. I highly doubt it because you wouldn't be riding around in this truck. You would be at training, okay? Right. So there's also this, C. Davis says it's like repping your hood. In your hood,
yeah. Ain't nobody walking around East Side saying, East Side, we know,
we're here. This is East Side. You don't.
Yeah, if you go to the South Side Mall, you might have to say that.
Right. So
you ain't at the family reunion yelling out your last name.
It's Tanksley over here. It's Tanksley all Tanksley, over here. Yeah. It's all over here.
Good for you.
So there is a, it is a shame that, because like I said before, it's not as if I had a huge attachment to the American flag. No. Never have. When people would get upset about the usage of the American, I'd be like, y'all, it's a cloth. It's a piece of cloth. Don't let
that flag touch the ground. Was the ground wet?
I'm like, is this the Holy Grail? Like, yeah. Okay, listen, I know Jesus said don't let that touch the ground, but what is we doing?
Yeah. So that people was still do it.
That was like my relationship of like, I didn't have like a, but I also didn't have a, oh my God, yeah. It's the flag. We must stand and salute it.
Yeah. No, and most black people aren't like that because even under at any time of oppression that we've suffered from, that flag has been right there at the face of it.
Yeah.
Like police officers back in the 60s and 70s, you know, like, every major assassin, like the flag was right there. Right. It's like in the videos, it's right there. It was flown on the back of Kennedy's car or in the hood when he got killed. It was right there near where Martin Luther King got killed. It's not like we look at the flag as like, yeah. It's like, well, that's what we got. But right. We're going to keep it pushing and we're going to just try to get what we deserve, which is justice.
I also like, I mean, maybe the Olympics, I'll be like, okay, go America, go USA. If I am rooting on
I'm rooting for Jamaica.
Well,
unless, you know, I don't know. It depends. Honestly, it depends.
I'm like, if it's tennis, I'm rooting for our United States.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm like, no. Gymnastics, I'll be like, come on, Simone, do what you do.
Yeah. It all depends on me.
But.
You got to do my research on the.
What I'm saying is now, though.
Because old boy that was swimming with Phelps, hey, I don't know if I could. What's his name? The one that.
You think I
got caught up saying some racist stuff and got arrested over there?
Yeah, I don't be rooting on everybody. I'm saying, but when it's a team and I want the team to win, I'll be like, go USA, you know.
Go USA. Like, hey,
go USA, baby. But now, though, as a grown woman, there has been such a stench that has been put on it. And I know people who, I also know people, our neighbors, our black neighbors, they have the American flag outside of their house.
Yeah, there's a lot of black people that have the American flag.
Especially older.
Yeah, which is, it's not like we're like, oh, why are you using the American flag? No, that's not what we're saying at all. I've just noticed on the people that would have normally flown the Confederate flag are now using the American flag I know they didn't have a change of heart. That's not why they're flying the American flag. There's been no change of heart.
You still feel the same way. You just said, let me switch it up on these hoes.
Yeah.
So we would love to know how you feel about the American flag. I think there has been a strong shift. I know people whose parents are immigrants, black people whose parents are immigrants, they have a completely different relationship with the flag than what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of immigrant parents, they are elated to be here as compared to where maybe they're from, or they're elated by what the country has to offer them.
Mm-hmm.
Versus those of us who are descendants of slaves that have been here the entire time, the entire lifeline of what the flag has represented to black people. So it's different. It's definitely different. Real quick, Danielle Jones said, would you ever put up an African-American flag or do you have a BLM flag? I don't even know what an African-American flag would look like.
Yeah. But BLM, I feel like I represent that just by walking around.
I'm not a flag person.
Yeah.
to be
like
honest.
Like, you ain't gonna see no type of bump stickers or anything
not on my car. My
vehicle.
Oh, God, a sticker on my car? I don't even like them on my body.
However, because we in California. Like, I was telling Angel, there was a neighbor in the neighborhood we used to live in. There was one of the neighbors who had a small American flag on the back of their Jeep. But I noticed on the side of their Jeep window, in huge letters, was Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't a Jeep you would ignore. This Jeep was like lifted, tricked out, like massive tires, nice looking wheels on it. It's going to draw a lot of attention. And because usually when I see him, I could only see the back of him like going down the street and then pulling his driveway. I always noticed the American flag, which I didn't really pay attention. Mm-hmm. But then he's driving by one day and I just happened to look up and I noticed on both left and right back windows in big letters says Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. This dude ain't black. I've never seen black people over his house.
Do you think before we close it out, do you think people can be both? Do you think people can be patriotic as well as...
Absolutely. Like my brother, for instance. My brother was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. For somebody like him who put his life on the line, who's seen a little bit of action in the Navy, I imagine because he put his life on the line for that flag, for this country, he probably has a sense of pride behind it. Mm-hmm. Which I understand. Like, you have all these people that are soldiers, you know, they're in it. Most of them, all our soldiers, they're in it for a good cause. They feel like they need to protect the country. I'm not going to go into deep on that in the military, but I could only imagine if I was in that situation, I would feel prideful of that flag when it was on my shoulder, going through all of that stuff, everything that I went through for this country and putting it on my body and that representing me. If I were to lose my life over there, I knew it would be draped across my casket. So I could only imagine this type of pride that they have for it. Not to say that it's what it represents. You know, for me, it would represent something completely different versus someone else. It's all about representation. You know, a dollar is only worth a dollar until we say it's worth less than that.
Absolutely. I do think that someone who has potentially been out of the country, seen war zones or seeing countries that there are problems, not to say that the problems we got ain't horrific, but there are places where, you know, there's true guerrilla warfare going on that will make you be like, now America definitely got some shit stains in its drawers, but it's not this.
Right.
I could see someone being like, I'm still proud of the fact that this country is still having growing pains and it's not stagnant in its way to try to move forward.
A perfect example for me. Perfect example is we're in Kentucky. I'm from Kentucky, UK. Mm-hmm. Then when I see the UK, the University of Kentucky, their logo, the U and the K, it stands out to me when I'm in California. I can spot it a freaking mile away. I have it on the back of my truck. On my tow hitch, I have a UK sign. Some people notice it. Some people blow their horn. They'll pass me. I'll see a Kentucky license plate. I'm like, oh, they're from Kentucky. So it stands out to me. And when I come back home, I'm still not used to seeing UK stuff. But because I take a sense of pride in UK. Now, granted, from when I'm in Kentucky, just because somebody got of UK ain't going to mean we're going to high five each other. They're going to be like, go on out of here, because they'll have a Confederate flag right beside it.
Yeah.
However, because I take a sense of pride because this is where I'm from, when I see it, it draws attention to me. So that's why I feel like I can see how.
Well, yeah, it's a perfect example. Kentucky has so many ways in which it must have to grow, but you still take pride in it.
Exactly.
Kentucky has a lot of ways in which it is still a little bit behind the times.
Kentucky ain't a little bit behind.
Yeah, it's behind.
I'm telling you.
But
I get the, you know how people talk about the Cracker Barrel? Like, people be like, you know, it's got like a kind of racial undertone. I'm like, it's not an undertone.
It is an overtone. It is the tone.
In Kentucky, I feel like it's one massive outdoor Cracker Barrel.
Right.
That's exactly how I feel. They say the Cracker Barrel literally is where they used to keep the whips for the slaves. That's why it's called a Cracker Barrel.
Is that what?
Yeah.
Is they it say Cracker the whips... Barrel or Crackle?
Cracker.
Okay.
Oh, maybe Crackle, because they made the Crackle sound.
Okay.
But they say that's where they would keep them in, and that's where they would go get them. And the little R, I think the C, goes around, and they say that's actually a whip or whatever. Wow. That's Kentucky. That's the feel it has. However, this is where I'm from. This is what I'm proud of. Mm-hmm. That's why I was proud that my sons got out and they ran down the fields and had all that. So it's got a lot of work that needs to be done. I doubt it'll ever be fixed. However,
it is Cracker. Somebody said it is
Cracker. It's Cracker Barrel, yeah. Okay. Because that's why I was like, yeah, it makes sense. Cracker Barrel, I ain't going to go into that. But yeah, so I get it. I definitely get how somebody could be on both sides, like be both patriotic and patriotic, loving the flag, and be black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we would love to hear your comments on this topic. You can either leave them in the comments where this video is being shown, which is on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, or you can tweet me, DM Marcus, or Marcus Ain't on the Gram. I'm That Chick Angel on all platforms, except for Twitter, where I'm still Angel the Actress. You can check out Marcus's series if you haven't watched it yet. It is called
Tasting with Tank.
You can catch it on his Instagram as well as Tanksley TV, which is our other YouTube channel.
Make sure you go subscribe over there, our YouTube channel, Tanksley TV.
As we start decorating our home, you'll start to see a lot of the steps to the finalized house.
Y'all gonna start seeing sketches over there?
Yes, you'll see a lot of things over there. So make sure you subscribe as we begin to get the content rolling out over there. If you are in one of the many cities where I'll be coming, and I'm going to every single city left on the Slightly Problematic Tour, take two, please buy your tickets. Do not wait, because we are going to have a good time. And make sure you join our Patreon. It's $5, That Chick Angel on Patreon. A special thank you to our sponsors one more time. The Note Cube.
Storyworth and Stamps.com.
I think that's it. We enjoyed you guys.
Y'all enjoyed this?
We hope so.
Yeah.
Y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to you
later. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye!